Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hi, Scott Patterson. You can't see me. You can hear me, but you can't see me.
Most people normally can, but normally we can. But today we cannot see you.
You can't see me. Anyway, hi, everybody. I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeart Radio. I am joined by the effervescent Danielle Romo, who's, I'm telling you, she's got a sneaker on today. I mean, we're in for some hellfire and brimstone. Look at the look on her face. Everybody's like,
we're fired up, Scott.
Everybody's fired up today. I mean, I'm pissed about the Noel Gallagher divorce, and I don't know what you're pissed
about. I love that Scott's
you want to hear?
He can sideways by celebrities divorce.
He's so bent out of shape.
But it's like, anyway, what's your issue, Daniel? What are you bent about?
There's one serious thing I'm bent about, but I'll give you the fun one.
Okay.
My husband won't let me get a Costco membership.
Wait, why?
I'm so annoyed.
Why?
Because it's just the two of us. He's like, why are we going to get like three loaves of bread when we could just get one at Ralph's? Like, why do we need to go to Costco?
Because the economy's about to go into the tank. That's
totally.
Why you need to start
sometimes
hoarding.
You might need cheaper toilet paper.
Absolutely.
But his whole thing is we don't need bulk of anything, which I understand, but I'm like,
well, what if you were having a Super Bowl party and you needed like a charcuterie platter or like chicken wings or like guacamole?
You do not need to convince me. Trust me.
How much is the membership?
It's nothing. It's like $100 a year. And I'm literally like, that's nothing. Let me just do it. And he's like, don't do it. Why do we need it? That's just wasting money on something we don't need. And I'm like, listen.
There's so much more than like we buy so much of our electronics and stuff, like TVs or like whatever.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
Wait, Scott, do you guys have a Costco membership?
I believe that we do. Yeah.
I don't, because that place makes me anxious, but that's just me.
Right. I mean, we never go. I don't think she goes, because, you know, we have a place right around here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wait, but Danielle, if you want it and it's your dream,
I'm just going to do it. Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
100. I'm going to. I just really wanted him to be on board with it.
Now, will you tell him, or will it be like secret.
I'll just tell him. I mean, when I'm coming home with 30 rolls of toilet paper, he's gonna know.
And when he's, you know, out there, a man without an island on the toilet, honey, and then you come to the rescue, you're gonna go, see? See?
100%. Right?
Because I've been there.
100%. You know,
when you're all alone, nobody cares.
I'm going to come home with a chicken bake and a piece of pizza and a hot dog and be like, you could have got this at Costco.
You can't. 52 pieces of chicken.
I would really love for Costco to sponsor this podcast. Let's get on.
First of all, I don't think it's a big deal.
Right.
Like, he should just be like, that's weird, but fine.
Yeah.
Right. You can keep that separate from, you know, you do your thing. He can do his thing. Does he have something that he spends money on or he wants to save money on that you think is bizarre?
Shoes. He spends so much money on dumb shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Shoes are his.
So that's your out. Like, hey, I'm not up your, you know what, about your shoes. So I'm going to go to Costco. Said, you take the Nike, you take those $500 Nikes back and I won't go to Costco. How's that?
I think he just doesn't want the 18 boxes of Kleenex in his garage. Yeah. He's like, oh, I don't want to look at that.
Well, I will say something that my dad does is he'll also buy it for like my grandma. So like they'll split it. Mm-hmm. Like he'll drop it off at her house.
I'm going to use the grandma angle. That is a great suggestion.
Plus use the economy because we're going into the dumper hard. You know, CPI numbers came in. It's bad. Everything's bad.
We don't know what that means, Scott.
Thank you. Consumer price
that
index.
And the Godfather don't register with us.
But Amy, you need to tell us why you're upset.
Okay, I'm not upset. I'm actually apologetic.
Oh, no.
Because apparently, allegedly, I royally screwed up last week. Now, let me tell you, Jackie, our producer, and I had a one-hour conversation last night of me trying to understand where I went awry.
What did you do?
Okay, so Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so Jackie, can you play the controversial clip in question from Gilmore Girls last week?
Yes, here it is.
To have lunch, a luncheon, the day after tomorrow. You, me, your father, and apparently she wants to meet Jason. All we need is that filthy Eminem fellow to make it a perfect afternoon for me.
Well, I'll try to track him down, Mom, but you know, he might be on tour or something.
Just be here and be on time and catch your haircut.
Okay. So when I was watching the show, I interpreted it as Emily was saying to Lorelai, and apparently she wants to meet Jason. So to me, that was like, okay, she's telling Lorelai that. So she's saying, and apparently he wants to meet Jason. My interpretation of it was that meant Lorelai was to bring Jason.
But we did talk about this in the last episode, and I even pulled up the script and we went over this. And we had discussed, that, you know, based off of the words, that Emily was not implying to call Jason, but it still was, you know, like we could interpret it all differently. But we did address this. So I don't know why people are so upset.
Because you all got it right. But Amy, and that's why on Instagram it mostly says Amy. I did get it wrong. I admit I got it wrong.
Okay, so you're a human being. You made a mistake. So what?
But it did take me 12 listens to that clip.
But what kind of backlash are you talking about here? I mean, do we have to get you extra security or something? What's happening?
There's 400 comments on
what?
I kid you not. 397 comments.
I really
set people sideways, and then they're like, you call yourself a fan. Which, look, guys, I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I've seen each of these episodes. Many I've seen about 3-4 times. Some I've seen more, some I've seen less. I still can't remember everything. Sometimes I watch one, and I watch it 20 minutes later, and I've forgotten things.
What about me? I think I'm talking about one episode. I'm talking about another episode. Then you guys got to smack me around a little bit to bring me back to consciousness.
This show is it's got a lot happening.
It's a lot happening.
Sometimes I'm going to F it up. I just am. But I have such good intentions in that I really thought Emily was saying, and your grandmother wants to meet Jason. So I was like, oh my God, she's saying that to Lorelai. I still, even though I understand where I went wrong, I still say it was a tad.
I have the solution for this. We are going to set up a kissing booth for you. And you can offer free kisses to the fans as an apology.
I don't think that's illegal. I don't think that's legal anymore.
No, not.
I think that went out with the Happy Days era. Remember?
No, there was do you not know the Netflix movie, The Kissing Booth?
I think they just need a hug. Maybe a hugging booth.
Yeah, a hug
you
booth.
Don't have a hug booth because I want to go around and hug everybody. Right. That's
well,
my,
we know you love kissing babies and hugging grandmas. We know.
You know what? These fans, I want to eat them up.
I think what they want is for me to acknowledge I royally blew it.
Okay,
and I did.
But okay. All right.
But I still stand by that it was slightly confusing. Mm-hmm.
You have that right to be confused. You are up in Northern California dealing with biblical torrential flooding, rain, snow, bears sniffing around your property.
You have no idea how happy people are here that the sun came out. I mean,
the sun's out today too. Yeah, we're all confused. We don't know what to do. I put my bathing suit on. I ran outside and screamed because it's still 40 degrees.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, Scott.
Yes.
Other than what's that band that you like? The Gallagher's band?
Oasis.
Oasis.
Yeah, I'm living
Oasis
for
crisis. How are you feeling?
I about the episode.
In your life.
I feel great.
Okay.
My little guy is testing for his next belt in karate.
Oh my God.
He's doing fantastic. Whoa. His robotics are great. Everything's great.
And then how did you feel about Scene in a Mall?
Scene in a Mall, I thought was, you know, for me, Scene in a Mall represents why fans love this show so much and why they have it on in the background so much, because they can just enjoy the banter. They love the banter between these two wacky, wonderful, beautiful kids, right?
Do you guys know what mall that was?
That was the Beverly Center.
It was the Glendale Galleria.
The Galleria?
I thought it might be that, too.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was the Beverly Center.
No,
I thought it might be the Westfield, though, in Sherman Oaks. No,
which one did you say it is? Where is it?
Glendale Galleria.
Oh, yeah.
It's across from the, Americana didn't exist back then, but it's across from that now.
So that makes sense. I thought maybe it was the Sherman Oaks Westfield, but
it was
that makes sense.
The second they showed the food court, because I grew up in Glendale until I was like 8. The second they showed the food court, I was like, oh my God, I used to go there.
Yeah.
And also that makes sense because you shot on the Warner Brothers lot. So that's really the closest mall to the lot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it didn't get really sort of scathing or deep until the end with the fractured marriage or the hole in the marriage with Emily and Richard. It did start getting intense, but it was a fun, easy. It was just so easy to be around it. It was so easy to be around these two. And it was just so apparent to me why this is such a beloved show. Not that I didn't realize it prior to this, but it's like, this is the thing you have on in the background and you walk in and you walk into the room and there's Lorelai and Rory in the mall, you know, going back and forth and being funny and cute and all that stuff. And you just smile.
We also had a lot of great Luke and Lorelai banter, which I also love. And when we don't have it, I don't love it as much. Like there was some funny, funny scenes just even with that internet cord.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Before we start though, could we have a brief? No. Oh no. What happened? Oh no, Danielle, what happened?
No synopsizing?
I think it's the Burbank Town Center, even Glendale Galleria.
What about the food court, though?
Wow.
All I know is everything I'm reading.
400 emails coming your way.
Well, I'm glad you said it now before I get dragged.
While Danielle researches this, could we have a brief moment of silence, RIP Radio Shack? Because I did notice Radio Shack, and I was like, oh, we miss you, Radio Shack.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just give him a 20-second moment.
20-second moment of silence right
ten,
here.
Right? 10 seconds. Okay, 10 seconds for Radio
I'll
Shack.
I'll count everybody. Down. Ready?
Okay, thank
moment you. Of silence, but I'll count it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, jeez.
You know, bye-bye. I loved a trip with my dad to Radio Shack. Mm-hmm. We did it all the time.
Yeah.
That was the Best Buy before Best Buy was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone went to Radio Shack. Boy.
Totally. You're like, hey, my transistor radio won't work. Can you guys help me out? And they're like, yeah, we got you.
I think the neighbor's wife won't get out of bed. She's devastated by this news.
The Gap's still going strong. I tried so hard to spot the stores. But anyway, all right, mm-hmm. Danielle. Mm-hmm.
All right, should I synopsize?
Scott, it's so weird not being able to see you.
Why?
I know,
why?
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it at all.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Yeah.
We got the show must go on. Don't you guys know that? The must go on.
Oh my God.
All right, let me go for it. So this is season 4, episode 15, Scene in a Mall, air date February 24th, 2004. There seems to be a crack in Emily and Richard's marriage. Emily is wondering if she has nothing going for herself now that Richard has Jason and his new business. So Lorelai and Rory take her to the food court in a mall to cheer her up after having a freak out during a shopping spree. Lane gets an apartment with her bandmates, and Dean is showing signs that he's maybe getting sick of his in-laws always around.
There was major things, Scott. Oh my God.
Yeah, that was
the apartment.
That was weird.
And you also, Luke knows the marriage is a little wonky. Yeah.
What, Dean and Shelby?
Yeah,
because
you
Shelby?
Caught him at the...
Lindsay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is that her name?
No.
Why does Luke...
Lindsay.
Always see, like, whether it's Jess or Dean, he always sees those moments where he, like, catches them looking at Rory. Do you guys notice that?
So true.
Yeah. So like, it's true. Always Luke. Like,
they
Luke
gotta, they
literally
gotta give me
is...
something to do to get me into the story.
If only Luke had a cell phone, he would be Gossip Girl. Like, literally, he'd be like...
Did anyone notice my hat today?
What's his
hat? So cute.
No,
I love
cell phones. Look at that. Is that some,
Danielle,
is that
where
some merch?
Is my merch?
Where's
You're
going to
get
merch?
It in a week and a half,
where's
and then we're going to be all merched out.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I get nothing. I get zero. I get no pillows. I get no shirts.
Scott, you lived it. You are Luke. You get to
you
be
You are
Luke.
The pillow.
I'm the rug. Sweep it under me.
As they say, in perpetuity, you are Luke forever and ever.
Yep.
Wait, did you guys notice that Rory/Alexis got to do the previously on? Yeah. She was said the previously on. Mm-hmm. And then...
They came to me for that. I refused. I didn't want to do it.
Wait, yeah. I wonder if you ever get to do it.
No, they asked me and I said, no, I want to go to lunch. No more work.
So funny. You know what? I have a really fast question too before we get into it. So you know how some of the sets are sound stages, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the diner isn't.
No.
Is that correct? Because you always can see the outside.
Right. That's not on a stage. Yeah, that's not.
So the diner, the inside is where the outside
where
is.
Where we shot it in Canada, outside Toronto in Unionville, they rebuilt Unionville on the back lot at Warner Brothers as best they could.
Oh,
to
wow.
resemble,
okay.
you know, the look of the pilot. What Luke?
Oh, because you shot it in a real live town.
We did. We shot it in a real place, and real street, and real place. Yes, real coffee shop.
It.
The whole deal. So they just took a bunch of photos and recreated it in California at Warner.
So when you go in, so let's say you're shooting something outside of the diner, and then you go into the diner. Mm-hmm. It's not like that's like all right there.
Yes, at Luke's.
Yeah, that's
yes, everything.
Cool.
Yeah, Luke's was dressed outside and in. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be more fun.
Watching the episode, I could kind of see the layout of the town now since we did that event for Christmas. Like, because I've seen that area, but not dressed up like Stars Hollow. So to see like where Dozie's was compared to like Luke was just so funny to me now watching back.
But it's like, you know, to answer Danielle's comment about Luke being the Gossip Girl of Gilmore Girls. But I mean, he's right there on the corner. He sees everything. He's right across the street from the high school. He's right across the gazebo from Mrs. Kim. He's right next to Taylor Dozie. He's Dozie's market. So a lot of the activity that's going on in that show outside his diner, he can see it. He's got the big glass windows. He can see it from behind his counter. So, you know, he's the lighthouse at
he's got it. Yeah.
Cape Cod or Hyannis.
That's a good, he's the lighthouse. Good one.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime, and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off, and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's booted?
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene. I've lost out on the business. I understand now. It's a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Gene. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh?
Gene, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lorelai's got her hair on fire in this episode. So after last week's hair catastrophe, she had many different hairstyles, all excellent.
Catastrophe, yes.
Last week,
indeed,
yeah.
Indeed.
And you know what I like too is in that, so after we see the scenes, right? So we see sort of the previously on, and we know we're going to talk about Penelin. We know there's going to be kind of something with the phone tag that Lorelai and Rory are having, and a couple other things. It's not like Luke just ignored the meltdown. He's like, "You doing okay?" And I really liked that. It was like, it feels more real. Like, because that's exactly what would happen, even if it was a couple days later. Hey, you doing okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was.
And then we see Dean do the same thing.
Right.
There is a cringy line, though. We all know it.
Which one? Where?
From who?
When it's very cringe.
Go ahead. Don't be shy.
Who said it? Luke says to Kirk about the dog bag.
Oh, yeah. The gay bag.
He says that would never happen now.
Huh.
That was a hint cringe.
Yeah. Yeah, that was but
the bit was funny. Right. All the dog stuff I thought was super funny.
Yeah.
Right.
I like Kirk as a dog walker. Those
like real dogs. Scott, you had to act with all those real dogs.
Yeah, those are not robots. Those are real.
Those are not rubber dogs.
Those were not rubber dog babies. No. The two things they tell you is never act with animals or children. And they'll always upstage you. The dogs and the children will always upstage you. But those dogs were very well behaved. I remember that. They didn't pee anywhere. They didn't do anything. They were very well behaved. They were well trained. They were loved. They were loving.
They didn't very need Danielle's Costco toilet paper.
And it was kind of fun working with them because
they're cute dogs. They're
so cute.
It reminded me of some of my old gang back in New Jersey. No.
I do like too how Kirk admits that Lulu is on a girl's trip and he called the hotel to clarify. And then you're such an ass. You're like, these are names that could also be girls and guys. It's so good. Mm-hmm. You're all Pat Chris. Or whatever. Yeah. Kirk was solid in this. We haven't had sort of really like a great Kirk bit.
Yeah, in a bit. Minute.
Yeah, he had some stuff to do, right? He had the he had the little puppy in his bag in his bag, and
then he had the rando dog that's like didn't get picked up. And I thought the physical comedy. So I thought the cord bit was also funny. Of the internet cord, and you're kind of limboing it under it. And like, you're just like putting up with her.
Yeah, but that he does that. That he'll do that for her. That's the only person in the world that could get away with that. Name one other person that could do that. Maybe Rory.
No.
Maybe Rory.
Maybe.
But that's it. But never. Like, nobody else. Nobody could get away with that ever. No way. But just her.
Also, I did crack up. That Paris was Lysoling everything because that's so mean.
It's so 2023 of her. Like
with like the even like the lighter that she put like against the doorknob.
Fire gets rid of germs. Like we're all like heating up and like I thought that was funny too. Yeah. So do we talk about the apartment? Then we went to the scene where we realized, oh my God, Lane's got the apartment.
Yeah.
Scott, what did you think?
I don't know that they're making enough of a narrative about that. I think it's a really important storyline that they're not feeding enough food to. I want to see more.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like you will. It's almost like they're glossing over it just to sort of get it in because they know. And I just want to see more of it.
You will.
No, one little scene of her with the girl who won't stop talking and shut up and just box up. I'm not here to, that was funny.
Her cousin.
And then the scene where they leave, I don't know. It was all just so quick and abrupt. And then all of a sudden there's, half hour later, there's a scene with two of her band
with
guys.
With the shelf and
the
drawer.
Shelf thing and the whole deal.
Yeah, it was very
and she
sweet.
Hugs it. I don't know. It's like, I want to see more of that. I want to see it developed more.
Yeah, because it's very significant.
It is. It's a huge thing in the show.
I agree. I feel like we went from Lane living with Rory to getting the apartment so quickly. I would have loved like something. For me, it was more like the process of getting the apartment and like all of that. It was like I kind of feel like we missed a beat.
The decision to live with the boys.
Yeah, live with the boys. Yeah. Right.
And those scenes with the boys, like, hey, you guys, what do you think? All that emotional stuff that could have been played out, we could have gone along for the ride. I think you're right. We missed a beat there.
Yeah. But I do love that. I love that they're in the apartment. It's going to add for another sort of storyline and layer of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So then here comes the big moment.
Mm.
The envelope with the check. Major.
Nope. Yeah. There's one thing that specifically jumped out at me.
What's that?
I wonder if it was the same thing for you guys. When Lorelai is going back and forth with all the terms and writing down on the napkin and all that kind of stuff. And then she goes, like, Nicole. And he goes, you're not going to see Nicole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yippers.
He said it. He literally put it out there. Like
Nicole
it's
is
not
done.
Happening.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Scott, what do you think, being Scott, of Luke giving her the money? And what do you think of her accepting the money?
I think that is an acknowledgement that those two are bound together on a much deeper level than they are now currently acting out.
Yes. Well said.
So that's what I think of that. He's that guy. She's the girl that accepts it because they're together. kind of, not together.
And she
together,
will accept together, it. Yeah. That's right. Oh, so well said. She accepts it from him. Mm-hmm. And she won't. Her parents have way more money.
Right.
And yeah. Not only will she not ask them, she wouldn't accept it from them. But she will. She took it.
Right.
But you know why? Mm. You know why that's the case? It's because she feels with her parents, she's going to have to owe them back.
Right.
And she knows that with Luke, if she just pays him back, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's a friend to friend helping somebody out. You know, she'd do it for him.
Right.
You know, he's not going to ask for more.
He's not going to hang it over her head.
Yeah.
Right.
Or he's not going to abuse her because of it. Even if she doesn't pay him back, it's like, hey, you know, I took my chances. No worries. It's not going to affect their relationship negatively.
This is a weird question. Do you think on some level he likes that she needed the money? Mm-hmm. He likes that they are connected forever and that he's her man.
Well, according to Jess, he did it because, you know, he wants to avoid paying $30,000 for his own therapy, you know? So he's actually really weak and delusional and out of touch with his own problems.
So, I love that Scott's taken that so personally. That fight is like a month ago and we're like, yeah, I mean, I think he was happy to do it.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That's
it's
his
not
girl.
That easy that to is hand over. It's not like, yeah, it's like to just hand over $30,000 like that. Like, you have to really love, trust, and, you know, that person. It's just, they're going to be around for a while if they're paying you. But you know what I mean? It's not like you're just handing the money and it's gone. And I think doing it with family members is always so much harder.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, friends, yeah, it's complicated it's with major. Friends, too. It's very complicated with friends.
No, it is, but I
it
feel
it changes
like,
everything. But they're more than friends without expressing it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. It's they deeper. Are like, yes, I agree. And I think he's not worried about it. And I think neither is she because she accepted it. Mm-hmm. I think if she was concerned knowing Lorelai, she wouldn't have accepted it.
Listen, he's a guy who would love her and take care of her even if he had nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't care. Money, who cares? He knows he's going to make money. He knows he's going to keep a roof over his head. It might not be the Ritz, and they might not go to Saint-Tropez to hang out with the celebs, you know, but it's like he loves her, mm-hmm. lock, stock, and barrel. Doesn't matter the situation, his financial situation. Screw it. You need it now. It's just money. There's more important things in life than money.
You know, and I mean this in the best possible way. Luke is so not the rando diner owner.
Yeah.
Like, he's got a lot more than $30,000. Do you know what I mean? Like, Luke is super successful.
Yeah.
And he's, like, a real good guy.
He's the backbone, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you got to figure, you know, he inherits the diner, Williams Hardware, from his dad. That's got to be worth, you know, in that town in that time, it's got to be worth a couple $100,000, maybe $500,000, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Something like that. You know,
and he's also making it profitable,
right? He's earning money. He's doing well. He's probably.
Didn't you buy that building next door?
Bought
you,
the building next own? Door. Yeah,
yeah, you own.
Yeah,
Dosey's ice cream shoppy.
Yeah, man,
shoppy.
Yeah,
shoppy.
Yeah, Taylor pays me rent, right?
Isn't that the deal? Right. Yeah. Yes. So great.
You know, I'm playing Monopoly in that town. You know,
it's like yeah.
Well, also, like he knows that she paid back Emily and Richard. Like he also knows that she's not someone who's not going to pay mm-hmm. it, you know?
So totally.
I think that helps too.
And it joins them.
Yeah.
He loves to be connected. Even
he's
if he's
like, don't pay me back right away. You're good.
I mean, think of the most important person in your life and romantically speaking, wouldn't you give him 30 grand? They needed it.
Yeah.
You know what?
I would.
I almost just said something. Can people just please indulge me and let me just say something?
Yes.
Danielle, can you just take your headphones off for a second?
Okay.
Don't you guys just think, and I'm sorry to do this, but it's just, I have to. Don't you think it's such a bummer that Luke and Lorelai have never had children together?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a bummer.
100%. It's a really big bummer, but we'll get to that, I'm sure, as the years go on. But that just really hit me there for a second when I was like, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Danielle, how do we tell her? Danielle.
Right, like how do you come back into the Netflix?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, take them off again. Take them off.
Oh, take it off again. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. We got to hit that, take off the
say that again, Scott. Again.
You know, I was hoping we'd come back into the Netflix episodes. 2016, they have some kids. You know, 9 years went by.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I agree with you. That would have been a really, that, and I know we'll get to this, but like, that maybe would have improved the things I didn't like about the movies, mm-hmm. but we'll get to that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, but anyway.
All right, Danielle. Come on back. Come on back. Hi. Welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay. So you guys, let's get to the loin of it.
The loin. The loin. Yes. Boy, great transition.
The shank of it. Yeah. There you go.
The loin jokes, every one of them worked. Do we not agree?
100%. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
She burned the loin. Oh, your loin. And I actually loved that dress on Lorelai.
Yeah, that Emily I did too.
Was like, yeah, that dress was amazing.
Has she worn it before? And I just never realized it, but I like that dress.
I don't know, but if I looked like Lauren Graham, guess what? I'd be stoked.
Yeah, it was a good dress. That was definitely a good dress.
But Emily made that comment that she keeps wearing it. Like, do you have anything else in your closet? You know?
Oh my God. And I loved the whole bit that, first of all, good little sort of subliminal thing that Emily knows Rory's sick.
Yeah.
Lorelai doesn't. And I just love her, like, be ready to order. I'm having the sea bass. Think on it. Like, and we see that she doesn't like that mustache. We're sort of getting like a real good setup here.
And that mustache, I think. She sees that Richard's changing, and I don't think she can deal with change so well. But I think with Richard having his mustache and the business and Digger and all the things, like, she sees like a new side to him, and she doesn't have that. So I think that's where the insecurities are coming from. She's the same old Emily, you know, and
but things
Richard's
around
progressing.
Her are changing.
But but Richard is de-aging. He's acting younger now. Like, he's got a hustle now, right?
Exactly.
He's acting like the beginning when they were first married and he was hustling to get ahead. And now he's doing the
same
thing.
He's going to Atlantic
thing.
City.
And he's enjoying it.
Yeah, he's revitalized whatever the word is. Reinvigorated. Yeah.
When you're with a partner, like, and they, you know, like, they all of a sudden are like, let's just say they haven't worked out and now they're working out and they look amazing. There's always that little like, wait, like,
yeah, that's, there's a reason.
I need to catch up, well, you know, and it's, Emily's doing that right now.
The win would be if Emily was just so happy for him and a bit more confident in herself. But that's why this episode is so important, because you realize, oh, she does admire Lorelai and Lorelai's life.
Yeah, because she got to do something. She had to make something of her life. But
When they're in the food court and she says that, that was.
But I think that's the first episode she does this, where she she gives Lorelai kudos, and I think her going through this with Richard is showing her that. Oh no, it is really cool to be independent. It is really cool to have your own thing.
Yeah.
And she's finally seeing, oh no, maybe my daughter does have it. Like,
like, she makes those business calls. Like, you know, and I'm jumping
ahead
a little
bit. She's fulfilled and Emily isn't. Yeah. Emily has all the money in the world and is not fulfilled.
Yeah, like she says, what do? I yell at servants and fire people. That's not working. That's not creating anything, you know?
Yeah.
Important scene. Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was booted!
much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Jin, and last hour on the business. I understand now. It is a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Jean. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano!
Jean, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, two little shout-outs that I loved so much in the scene where they're on the phone talking and realize they have this email relationship. Shout-out to the prop master. I don't know, Scott, you tell me. Rory's tea was steaming. And I thought, you know what? That just... I loved it because mm-hmm, it's like, mm-hmm. It's not just a cup, a fake cup. It actually was steaming.
You know, you know what they put in the cup is
what? It dry ice.
It's something like that. Yeah.
It's rad.
Yeah. 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 Cause they can't, I may be mistaken on this, but I think I remember them putting something in the cup and it was always steaming.
And it made it steaming, which makes it legit. Yeah. And, how do I say this?
Mm.
What year is it right now? 2003?
What is it? 2003? Yeah.
Four.
I feel
four.
Like they almost gave a shout out to emojis before emojis. Because they were giving a mention of like
yes.
Dot with a parentheses. But it was like, oh.
It was like the typing way of like.
Yeah.
Like and it's smiley like, faces.
Get ready for it, Gilmores. The Gilmores, don't you think they would have loved emojis?
Oh, yeah.
Between, I want to see Lorelai and Rory are only communicating in emojis.
Probably.
Oh, no. Probably. I think they're voice memo girls.
Oh, you're right. Voice memos. Oh, my God. Okay, well, then I think basically soon we're going to the mall. First, we get the scene that we kind of talked about with all the dogs, with Kirk and all the dogs. The only thing I will say, Scott, is I'm not sure Luke carries his groceries bags. I've seen you do it before.
Uh-huh. What do you
they're
mean?
It's not the most natural grocery bag holding I've ever seen.
Really? So what did you observe that you found to be off?
Am I the only one? It's so.
I feel like no Luke handles. Would do that.
It's
like
do.
If yeah. There are no handles, what is he gonna do?
Yeah, they don't have any handles on the bags. What do you want me to do? Put them on my head?
I also feel like he's so strong that he maybe would just, I don't know, just doesn't feel like the way.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Like, that, like hold it to like me, this. Like yeah, a baby. Just,
right.
So I'm how did I sure. have him? You got a problem with what I did?
Yeah, we're going to have to get a photo of this.
So I have him out in front of me or something.
Yeah, Jackie, I don't know if there's any chance.
I want to see this.
Oh, ooh, my God. She's done it. I don't even
oh,
understand.
Oh, he does hold it the cool way.
He did. But can you back it up to when he comes out of the store?
Man,
that was maybe more
man,
where my
talk
issue
is. About nitpicking. Jeez, look at this.
Back it up, Jackie. Yeah, okay, yeah. There we go.
What
here
the heck
we go.
Was wrong
how did
with
Jackie,
that?
How did you just do this? I don't even know
it's
how
the
Jackie.
10-second front and back. There we go.
Okay, here we go. He's coming out of Dosey's.
Oh, it's one hand.
Oh, yeah, maybe he's
Cool. He opened the door. All right,
maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, look at the doggy.
Once again, look, I can be wrong. I can call things out and be wrong. You're right. All right. You hold groceries like a real stud.
I just realized, I think this whole scene, I watched the dogs more than the way Luke's holding groceries.
Yeah, because I never even noticed that. Back it up. I never even noticed that background guy before. Literally, when I watched it, look at this guy. Look at that guy folding boxes. I never noticed him before.
You didn't have a problem with that, did you?
And look at, there's actually, go back again. Watch this, you guys.
What about the guy carrying the newspaper? You don't have a problem with that.
The lady in the dress shop.
Yeah,
there's a lady. Look at. Here goes Kirk with the dogs. There he goes. Guy folding boxes. Lady in the dress shop dressing the mannequin at Nancy's cottage.
No problem with that. Everybody's doing it beautifully, but then you got to take issue with that.
I definitely only looked at these dogs.
Yeah.
Look at the new one.
Oh my God, you guys. I love watching it with no sound.
I'm calling flag on the play with the dog running across the street, though. Like
everybody would have been
Kirk,
losing their mind.
Kirk, you need to figure it out and teach the dogs how to not go through a street.
Oh my gosh, that was good. Good stuff there. I love when he says celebrate, and Luke's like, "I'll have a beer tonight."
All right, yeah. So I get a pass on the grocery.
Yeah, good grocery holding.
All right, thank you very much.
Congrats to the background.
And in fact, a lot of fans have come up to me and commented on how great I carry groceries.
I'm so glad. See,
That's their favorite part of my acting.
Before we go to the mall, one little tidbit. First of all, very funny when they're wearing the flowers, and this is where we learn about Lindsay bringing the hot lunch every day. Not just Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay, the mom. And her mom.
Did you guys have a problem with this scene?
I had a problem that they called him Dino. That's what I had a problem with.
Did you have a problem with this? If I'm Lindsay and Dino.
Really?
If he called him Dino, he's got to have a cigarette and a highball in his hand. You know what I mean? And a tuxedo. They're going to be in Vegas, like doing a show with Sinatra and Sammy Davis, you know, Dino. I don't know. It's like, if I'm seeing my wife with her ex having an old chuckle by the stairs and, you know, hammering away, and they just walk in and Lindsay just had this smile on her face, like, oh, no, I don't see anything here. Nothing going on. Let's go have lunch, you know?
Well, the reason why it didn't bother me, Scott, is I actually, and I could be totally wrong, but I saw this as a parallel between Richard and Emily, that what could, like, it was kind of like this would be Emily and Richard's past. Like, Lindsay coming and giving Dean food. That's how I thought of it.
Emily and Richard's past?
Like, Emily was always the one who she even says, like, it's the episode as a whole, but, like, if you think about it,
you're
Emily's
saying
like,
the parallel
mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. that Dean and Lindsay are like the younger version of Emily and Richard, mm-hmm. because Emily is like, I don't do anything except mm-hmm. buy stuff and feed him and like, you know, tell people what to do. And this is kind of like the beginning of that because Lindsay.
So even
work.
Though that's interesting, I'm going to call that a bit of a stretch.
Well, no, I'm saying it could be total stretch, but that's how mm-hmm. I saw like mm-hmm. it.
That's interesting.
Like, because it was such a bizarre scene. It was just like, this is so weird.
It is kind of weird. And everybody has their own interpretation, which is so wonderful about the show.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is I don't know. Are you feeling, maybe we're supposed to feel uncomfortable at this sort of like the smiley, almost kissy face between Dean and Rory.
Yeah.
It's like getting too intimate. It's inappropriate. Is it inappropriate?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Scott and Danielle, could you remove your headphones for just 5 seconds?
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Remove your headphones.
Tara.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Like, okay. Put them back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Danielle.
You would not know.
Scott, are you back?
You can't see me, so you don't
know
if I'm
Scott, are you back?
Complying.
Scott, are you back?
Can I bring him back on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, okay. For both of you.
Yes.
What do you think of Dean and Lindsay?
You go first.
Well, obviously, there's still feelings for Rory, and Rory's feelings for Dino have awakened. And, you know, this is, you know, a thing now, and it's awkward. It's kind of uncomfortable, and I think they don't really develop Lindsay because they're going to discard her pretty soon. Mm-hmm. The handwriting's on the wall because she's not really participating in very many episodes, and there's not much that she does, actually, except, you know, she's the trusting, smiley, pretty wife, and she comes and she's, you know, dutiful wife and helping out her man, and there's apparently no flaws with her, right? But we don't spend any time with her. We're not getting to know her. And we're spending a lot of time with these two while he's married. Mm-hmm. So it's the beginnings of, it might be the beginning of the end of his marriage. So maybe that's what we're witnessing here. And it's a little uncomfortable, you know?
I think Dean wants to make it work in the sense of, like, he likes the picture of it, having the beautiful wife at home who's making him food while he's working and working hard and living, quote unquote, the American dream. Like, I think he thinks this is the right thing to do, mm-hmm. but I think he also knows that his heart's with Rory. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like in between the two. Like, I think Rory is who makes him super happy and makes him challenged, or, like, you know, challenges him. But I think with Lindsay, he's kind of like, well, she's amazing. She does, you know, all she wants to do is make me food and bring me food. And how can I complain about that? And I'm working hard and trying to start a family. And, you know, I want all those things. So, like, this is good, too. But I don't think he is, like, in love with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like he's living the dream, but it's a shitty dream.
Like, he's living what he thinks he has to be doing. Like, he's supposed to. Like,
exactly.
It's just,
yeah.
He's and he's like, my the in-laws, boxes. They're just so helpful. They're over all the time. They're so helpful. Right. It's
they
like,
bring food to my workplace.
Yeah, right. And you don't have. That's the thing. You marry your in-laws. You know, you don't just marry.
And you don't have a good marriage if you play video games all night.
That too. Ew. We need to talk about that scene. I'm like, what is happening? Right.
Right. Not even at the house. Dude, he's like,
skip
out.
To it now. Talk about it. We'll go out of order. Just talk about it now.
It was just like kind of obsessive. And I don't know if I'm going to get dragged for this, but I felt like this is, how old is Dean right now? 19 ish?
20 maybe.
20. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Like, if he was 21, he would be at the bar.
Oh. Wait a minute. Why are the in-laws over so much anyway? They don't have a baby.
God, maybe because they're just the mother daughter, obviously, sort of a. Obsessed with each other team.
Okay, well, that's
good. I mean, they bring the mother and the daughter bring lunch to the workplace every day with a hot lunch for Dino and like a snack for everybody else.
I think our mother has to step off and let these two live their
She's
lives.
She's probably coming over every night to prep them food for the next day.
Totally.
Yeah, that's bad. That's not good.
And putting together the nursery where there's not even a kid in the picture yet.
Yeah.
And Danielle, I don't think you'll get dragged because I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Like, right. He would be at the bar if he was 21 and said he's at the, like, Pac-Man.
But he even looked, like, disheveled. Like, while he was, like, playing Pac-Man, he was, like, kind of sweaty and, like, just, I don't know, not, like, the cool Dean we know. Like, he was super disheveled.
He looked sort of
stressed.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad. Did anyone notice that place is called Fair Game?
No.
Now, Luke, what did Luke need all those ones for? Scott, what did you need all those ones for?
I don't know.
That's a good point.
It was just an excuse to get him in there.
Wait, are we missing something? I don't know.
I think he must just take a 20 in there and get ones so that he's got change or something.
For the business. Yeah,
I don't think he's going to like hit the strip club.
Yeah,
imagine next episode. Magic Luke.
Luke and Dino at the crazy horse. Okay, wait. So before we go to the mall, because I want to like save that so good, but we do have the scene with Lane and her cousin packing up, and the cousin pretends she's all this. So the scene is what it is, but it still makes me sad that Mrs. Kim, it's just sort of sad. The whole thing is not a great situation.
It's too quick. It's all too quick. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is significant. You know, this is a significant break. It's a significant beat in both their lives, and they're not giving it its just due. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't know. I just, I didn't really remember it. And when the apartment scene came on with the two band members, I was like, eh, what is this? You know, just
I liked
like, whatever.
It when she realizes they have no towels, they have no forks, they have three stereos, but they don't have curtains. And then I love when she's all, does anyone have a paper, a pen, or any money? Like, yeah, that was.
They got the apartment, now they're broke. Like,
yeah, there's something I like about the apartment in that I feel like it's setting us up for some good times.
I think like how we're lost, they also didn't think this through. Cause like, you right. know, they jumped into it. We're like, why did they get an apartment? And even they're like, we don't have towels. Like, we don't have a pen and paper. Like, even they're lost.
And we don't know anything about those band members, their lives, where they were before this. And, you know, now suddenly they're getting an apartment with her.
Right.
So I guess they had separate apartments, or they were living together, those two guys.
I sort of assumed they were living with their families, too.
I thought, yeah.
Who knows, right? It's all just a mystery. But, so it's just.
Right. It's a mystery. Yeah. The bunk beds were funny. Okay, so to the mall we go.
Thank you.
Scott, you go first. What do you think of Emily's just shopping, crazy extravaganza meltdown scene in a mall?
I think she's the best character lately in this series. I just she's so good, and she has such great command of everything that she's doing, and she really relishes in it. And you can tell that Kelly, the actress, is having such a good time doing this. And she's so good at it. And it's just all so great.
She's so good. I just can't imagine anyone else playing that character.
What total command she has of her instrument.
You know, God, it makes me think of Dirty Dancing, because she's not dissimilar in Dirty Dancing to Emily Gilmore. And when the important moment happened in Dirty Dancing, she stands up for herself, stands up to her husband, and stands up for baby. And that is how I feel here. Like, when push comes to shove, Emily is a strong, tough cookie.
Yeah. Yeah, she's something. She's a Sherman tank, man. Very classy Sherman tank.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, we'll boot it!
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene, and Vlastar runs the business. I understand now. It's a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Gene. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know I always bring up Bunheads, but you guys would love Bunheads. I'm telling you, when Gilmore Girls ends and we go through all the four movies, we must do Bunheads. You guys will love Bunheads.
It was only one season, right? It shouldn't have ended.
Yeah, it should have, or maybe it was two, but it should have been 10.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, this is what we've been waiting for with Emily. We've been waiting for her to pop a little bit. You know, mm-hmm, with the mm-hmm Pennell and Lott stuff, and we're kind of waiting, uh-huh, like, what's going on? Mm. And now this is sort of this accumulation of grievances. Mustache, he's going away for the night to Tribeca, you know, this kind of a
thing. Do you think it tracks that she buried the Pennell and Lott stuff and has obviously not addressed it? Or do you think Emily, the Emily that exists that we know, would have immediately gone home that night and addressed the Pennell and
Lott stuff?
I don't
know. I think that's very difficult to, I mean, that's a huge thing to address. I mean, mm-hmm, to bring that up with Richard, you know, it might cause an end to that marriage. I mean, that is a total breakdown of trust. Mm. I mean, imagine being Emily and finding out that information. That would be devastating. Mm-hmm. That's having an emotional affair with somebody else, with a former lover, right? I mean, he said it. He said, you know, he said it himself. I've been doing this once a year for many years.
Yeah, that was the painful part. It wasn't like a one-off.
No,
rant,
that many years I've been deceiving you about this.
Right,
this
is we get together every year.
Yeah.
So it's tough. That's tough. And if Emily brings that up and really confronts him about it right away, then we're talking, you know, things are going to get, well, the fur will fly, you know, with Emily, especially Richard. So, yeah, maybe she just, it's too much for her, so she's buried it and doesn't want to deal with it right now. Yeah,
well, she is the dutiful wife. Mm-hmm. She that is her role of, you know, mm-hmm, she runs the house, she runs the family, she runs the meals, she runs Richard's life outside of work. And if she would have addressed Penelope, it really what could have disrupted.
So with
that,
him, yes, she could be seen to be subservient, but on her own with Lorelai and in her world, she mm-hmm is the queen, right?
She
is dominant. But with him, it's a different ballgame, right?
Almost like she is the queen by playing the part of this perfect wife and mother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's a few funny lines, like when she's like, you need a watch. You need a diamond watch. I'm buying you a damn watch. Right. And then Lorelai's all, can I return the damn watch?
Gift receipts with everything, please.
Seriously, that was so messy. All that buying made me uncomfortable. Even though I know they have millions and millions, it still made me, I was like, oh, this is too much.
And what an amazing contrast it was to see Rory and Lorelai shopping and having just a good old time, and they're on the same level, right? Not judging each other, but loving each other and having a great time just window shopping. Then they go in and go, nah, that was a bad idea. We don't have any money. That was about somebody who had a horrible life and too much money, and a mm-hmm husband that wasn't honest with her, and this is what she's doing about it. Whereas Lorelai's world is looking a heck of a lot healthier, more joyful, and more fulfilling.
Well, they do say it was like the worst shop, like the worst day, or what did they say? Like it was like the worst shopping day.
Window shopping sucks, but what Emily was doing wasn't fun either. That was
even if window shopping sucks, they're still together as mother and daughter. They love each other and they're having a good time.
That's right.
And remember that they're going to think back. Remember that time we went window shopping and it sucked, and they're going to have a good memory about it, even though
that's
that
right
sucked.
Totally, mm-hmm,
because they love each other.
Because they were connecting and together. Yeah.
Emily said it herself. She was saying that she was like, Richard this, Richard that. So I'm going to do what I do best and spend Richard's money. You know, like she was getting back at him. Like she had a like an MO, and that was right. it. You know, yeah.
such total desperation.
And it peels back yeah. the curtains on the yikes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you're like, oh no.
How about all those personal shoppers though, knowing exactly what Emily wants?
Yeah.
Could anyone tell if that was Macy's? Was that Macy's?
I think it was Macy's. Maybe? It looked yeah. like Macy's. It was like the brown. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they probably want all that commission.
Dude, they were like, yeah, you can buy this weird globe. Yeah. I thought the food court scene was quite enjoyable.
I did too. I like yeah. how she didn't that push back on any, like Emily didn't push back on anything. She was like, yeah, sure. Yeah, whatever.
At this point, Emily needs to connect with people because she's not connecting with Richard. She's not, yeah, you know, connecting with any of the servants at her house. Like, she needs somebody to connect to, and that's Rory and Lorelai. And eating the food court food is that.
But that's the catch here is that she thought she was connected to her husband, and now mm-hmm. she knows she's not. Maybe it's mm-hmm. not the connection she thought it was because
he's going behind her back
and man, whew, she put all her eggs, literally and figuratively, in one basket, and that was Richard.
So true. Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. And she has this realization by hearing Lorelai on that call. And then she says like, man, I admire you. You handle that so well. You were just perfect, forceful, very good. Mm-hmm. And then Lorelai says, I learned from the best. And Emily doesn't realize that that's her at first. Right. That Lorelai's saying, I learned from the best, you. Mm-hmm. And then what I thought was so cool was she has that moment with Lorelai. But then when Rory sits down and she says, I'm admiring your mother's life. Mm-hmm. That was really significant.
And Rory was like, yeah, I've done that all this whole time. Or whatever her exact line was. But
and you see it give Lorelai a real good feeling or the confidence mm-hmm. that Lorelai needed.
And it was also very heartbreaking to watch this, to watch Emily, you know, realize that her life was maybe not as well served as she thought it was. And that mm-hmm. all of her loyalty and her hard work and her love wasn't enough to keep that man away from Petal and Lot. I mean, that's gotta just.
And you see that with the apples too.
That was freaking brutal.
Heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking.
She went to the mall. She picked out the, you know, expensive apples that mm-hmm, are gonna mm-hmm. make that dining table everything. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Do you like the apples? Oh yeah. I've always liked those."
Oh,
and yeah. you're just like. Oh, mm-hmm. boom.
I just wrote, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Not good.
Yeah.
Well, all the guys in this show are stinkeroos, aren't they? Dino, Richard now.
Dino.
Not Luke. Luke's not a stinkeroo.
No, he's not.
Mm-mm. No, he's not.
He's handing out 30K checks.
He's buying his loyalty. Here you go.
Danielle, what do you think the future holds for Richard and Emily?
They'll figure it out. They will. Like, I don't think they're getting divorced or anything. But I think Emily's going to have a massive meltdown. And I'm waiting for it.
I mean, it's starting.
Yeah, but like, I mean, like, break down.
Do you ever get the feeling that this could have been 2-3 different shows in one? I mean, those four, and it would have been compelling to watch. And it also could have just been the diner, and it would have been compelling to watch. And it also could have been just the kids, and it would have been compelling to watch. Mm-hmm, but it's all together. Mm-hmm. They mashed it up all together.
Well, yeah. That's why it's a 10 out of 10 mm-hmm, to me, mm-hmm. because I need it all.
Right.
Even though you're right, they could have. It could have been less and still been good, right. but I think it's great because it's everything.
Amazing. Amazing show. Really mm-hmm. amazingly mm-hmm. well-balanced show. Yeah.
Anyone have a favorite line?
Mine's from Lane when they move in and she goes, if you're going to get into classic rock, know it. Don't blow it.
Huh. Okay. All right. Amy?
I mean, I said it. I think I did. There's so many, but I think I'm buying you a damn watch. Can I return the damn watch?
That's a good one.
Yeah, there's a few others, but there's some zingers in here too.
I liked Emily telling the salesman, honey, everything's for sale.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know what I also like that we didn't talk about was Lorelai doing the monologue bit as Charles Dickens. That was a funny bit. And she's doing that whole thing, and I couldn't recreate it if you gave me $1 million. But that was, I kind of loved it.
Try. What do you remember of it? Let's see it. No, we're going about to see a command performance here.
No.
You,
nothing.
No. The grocery bag thing. You obviously know what you're talking about. Let's see what you can deliver here.
I actually can't remember one line of it other than just how funny it was. And then I also think that Kirk said to the dog, do you have to tinkle?
All right.
What do you rate it? How many, Scott, what should we do? How many video games? How many
dogs? What was the name of what drink that they have at the end at the mall?
Orange Julius.
Orange Julius.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or how many Fabergé apples?
Oh, were they Fabergé? Well, good call out, Scott.
I don't know, but let's just call
Yeah. I mean, how many Orange Juliuses and how many apples? Maybe you, yeah. What do you want to do? Apples?
Whatever you want to do. I'll leave it to you.
Tara, you decide.
I'll pick Orange Julius since I said it. I'll give it 7.
I was going to say 7.75.
Close to 8, but not 8.
You're not drinking all 8 cups, just 7 3/4.
7 for me, but almost a 7.5.
Wow, you guys are tough.
What are you giving it?
You're tough. Oh man, I'm going up to like high 8s, man. I'm thinking high 8s or a 9 because just listen, the thing that I take away from an episode like this is Emily's performance.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you get something like that, when you get an explosion like that, when you get entertained like that, to me that it's got to be a 9. If you get something like that in an episode, right? Because that's so rare. It's so good. So I'm saying 9, kids. That's it. 9, kids. All right. So,
respect.
No. Hey, right back at you. thanks, everybody. The next episode is going to be season 4, episode 16, The Reigning Lorelai, R-E-I. Not the raining, like how it's been raining so much.
Not like it's raining men.
In California. anyway, we'll see you next time. Thank you so very, very much. Much love to all. Stay safe out there. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IamAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade 1 specialty coffee.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.